Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be with you this evening. Tonight, we'll be talking with drummer Bauku Moses. The name Bauku means hope, and Bauku Moses, with his inspiring life story and rich cultural music, is bringing a message of hope to the world. The eldest son of a Nigerian farmer, Bauku began working at the age of 12 to help support his family. Although times were often hard, Bauku never gave up on believing that life could be better. As fate would have it, at the age of 21, he stumbled upon an opportunity to train as an actor for 1 year with a national touring theater group in Nigeria. This encounter led to many others, which ultimately solidified Bauku's path towards the performing arts. Today, Bauku is a professionally trained African drummer, dancer, and actor. He is the founder and artistic director of Positive Image Arts, an organization that seeks to promote cultural awareness and appreciation through art and music. Throughout the year, Bauku conducts various classes, demonstrations, and performances as both a solo artist and a member of his distinguished African folklore ensemble. Bauku is also a talented songwriter and performs regularly with his band, Bauku, and the Image Afrobeat Band. He released his first CD, The Realistic Reality, in 2004, and is now working towards the production of his next album. Bauku resides in Cincinnati with his wife and 18-month sons, twin boys. Bauku Moses, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Wow, Ron. You dig deep into my existence. Thank you for having me.
I tell you what, if you have not seen Bauku Moses perform, mark this date on your calendar, July 23rd at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center at 7 o'clock. Are you performing solo or with your group on July 23rd?
The concert series is with my band. It's going to be with the Image Afrobeat Band.
Great ensemble that's in the Afrobeat tradition. Now, why don't you tell us about just what is the Afrobeat tradition?
Afrobeat, I describe as the fusion of Western music, which can be any style of music, but originally jazz, with African drumming and singing. A lot of folk music from Nigeria and other African countries, and a lot of folk drumming, plus, you know, I'm a trained drummer, contemporary creation of my drumming styles too. But simply put, Afrobeat is the fusion of Western jazz with African drumming and singing.
Fela Kuti was probably the guy who invented that form.
Yes.
You know, aside from the work with your group, the Image Afrobeat Band, you do a number of other things as well.
Well, since 2011, I am blessed to be able to say I'm a full-time artist. But I've been an artist for about 20 years now. But before 2011, I've always have to juggle between regular job, I call it, and my passion. But 2011, since then, I've become a full-time artist, and that makes me have to work at my craft equivalent of working 10 times more. So because of that, I have to wear a bunch of hats to be able to survive as an artist. So I do solo drumming and singing at events. I perform with my African folklore ensemble, and I perform with the Image Afrobeat Band.
Why don't you tell us about the African folklore ensemble?
The African folklore ensemble is pretty much keeping culture alive. If you look around in our world, cultures are kind of dying. And my way of keeping Nigerian and African culture alive and also passing down what I learned over 8 years back in Nigeria, way of keeping that alive is forming African Folklore Ensemble, and Cincinnati house over 25 to 30 professionally trained Nigerian performers. Oh. So I got out every wow. now and then. I'll just call them together. Hey, guys, we're performing here. We were just at the zoo. We're going back to the zoo. We'd go all over the place just sharing Nigerian authentic drumming, singing, and dancing.
You also do a school outreach program.
Yes, yes. I have been doing that for over 12 years now, because that's about how long I've been here. And even back in Nigeria, I remember training some of the younger people that joined the last group that I was training. But since 12 years now, I have been going to schools from elementary school to colleges to teach African drumming, African dance and singing, African folk and cultural tradition. You know, using that to kind of pass it along and also sharing the rich culture of Nigeria and Africa at large with people.
And you conduct drumming classes, I believe, up yes. at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center.
Yes,
as well.
I've taught that for probably about 3 years now. I've been teaching there every Thursday mm-hmm. from 5 to 6. It's called Joyful Expression.
Almost every person from Africa, mm-hmm. like yourself, that I have met seems to have a very positive, uplifting kind of attitude towards life.
Very simple. The Yoruba elders, they says, "Oro to ba je kun lo, erin la afirin," meaning if issues or situation you have is beyond crying, then you laugh about it. The situation in Africa at large is so deep, and so I don't even know how to describe it, to where we Africans, we can't go about our days looking at our problem and crying about it. So because of that, we do the opposite. We find things, that little things sometimes, that makes us happy, that makes us feel there is hope, that makes us appreciate life that we're living, no matter how hard it is. So those things are the things that we practice every day to stay happy, because if you want to stay in the other side of happiness, then you probably will only live like 10, 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So that's why you always see Africans are some of the happiest people on earth, because we choose the other side of our situation to live in. And it's actually also sense of appreciation. You know, let's say for someone like me, I use myself as example,
yeah.
getting out, you know, having to work physically intense labor from age 12.
Uh-huh.
And whoever wants to know what I'm saying, they can find me in person and ask me, and I'll show them and tell them what I mean. So having to get out of that and, like, for example, finding myself in the United States of America. So it's more like, oh, okay, it makes no difference how hard it is here for me. Is nowhere close to what I've been through. So appreciation and giving thanks for that is part of the reason why you see most Africans you meet anywhere you go around the world, outside of Africa, even inside of Africa, no matter how intense, appreciation for life, nature, and everything that surrounds us is what makes us always almost bubbly.
Now, did you recently become an American citizen?
Well, I'm still dragging my feet, working on it.
Okay.
I've been permanent resident for a while now.
Hey, you want to tell us a little bit about the new record that you're working on?
The new record, I've been blessed to have the best. I mean, when I say the best, it's not just because they are the best musicians ever, but people around me as band members. So because of that, all credits probably will just go to them. Yeah, I wrote all the songs, but the credits will go to them pushing hard and working hard almost twice as I am working. And we're able to come up with a solid album that is already blown my first album away. And if you know that.
Yeah, and
we're still mixing it. It's still being mixed right now.
Okay.
It's going to be called We Are Ready.
We
are ready to take on the world and change it for positive, you know, change in the world. We're ready for that.
All right. We've been in conversation with Bauku Moses this evening, the drummer, vocalist, and band leader. Bauku and his group will be performing on July 23rd at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center at 7 p.m. For more information about Baoku Moses and Positive Image Arts, visit wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for joining me this evening. Take care.